this week's parsha. Well, now the famous Maisa Moshe Rabbeinu goes down in Har Sinai, also the Chazalim, and Klal Yisrael queue up in a line to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael comes, and Yisrael says, Novel Tibor, it's not a system. Yes, Moshe, everyone is waiting here in line to speak to you, what is going on? And they have shyness, they want to speak, so they have to wait in line. So Yisrael tells him, it's not a good system. Novel Tibor, people have to wait a couple of hours in line to speak. It's not a mahalach. Novel Tibor, ilato v'choloam asher itcho. He says, I have an idea, sorry, Soris, sorry, Chamishim, sorry, Meris, sorry, Alofim. Ask Hashem, he goes to ask Hashem, Hashem says, it's a good idea. And the kasha that everyone has, I'm sure all of you have it, unless that Yisrael came. Shtel tzachtzu, the Yisrael will not come, we'll be standing in line till the day. So the line will be much bigger. And here's the kasha. We believe that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem chose Moshe Rabbeinu to give over the Torah. He chose him to be a manik with every detail that a manik has to have. There's no shaila about it. He knew how to teach the lomdes. He knew how to teach what to teach. Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to teach Klal Yisrael. I think this is Dashkof. Mistome school-wise, also Moshe knew what to do. Yeah, it's not the pshat Moshe was given and it was like old-fashioned and you know, we need some system to organize it. If Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manik, he for sure had all of the abilities, all of the kishroyness, everything that is needed to figure out how to be manik Klal Yisrael. This is the Aleph Beis of Ar Hashgofa. It's the Aleph Beis of Ar Hashgofa. Maybe today you can think some people could do this and some people could do that and some people are good in that and even some people will go to a psychologist. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu had everything. He didn't need, you know, this profession to help. This guy has such a headache, yeah? Moshe knew everything. And the Aleph Beis of school, how the system will work, Moshe failed. Chas v'shalom. Unless Yisrael came outside sources, yeah, by going time and came a Yisroi and gave us a Eitzah. A nest that Yisroi came, if not, we'll be standing in line till today. Ayala aladas. I will ask it in Apikosis way. And who knows what else mistakes we have in the system? Chas v'shalom. Our system is perfect. The system is amazing. So, how it could be that we have a system, we have a Bais Medrash, everything is organized. And everyone is standing in line, and Yisrael tells Moshe, it's not a mahalach. Moshe says, you know what, you're right. That is the kasha that I'm sure everyone has. I had this kasha when I was 10 years old. Parshas Yisrael, like, I never felt comfortable to read Parshas Yisrael. So Sadiq was, I enjoy it, but the system. Moshe needs the guy to tell him how to work the system. And the answer is, you know, the Litzonim have answers. There's different answers. I'm not going out to all the answers. But what is the real answer? The real answer is Rashi and Parshas Dvorim. Rashi and Parshas Dvorim says, "V'omar lechem ba'is ahi eicho esol levadi tochachem u'masachem v'rivchem." We read it in the Tisha B'Av Nigun. Adds to the Mishma. Eicho esol levadi tochachem. I told you, Simo lechem sorry, Chamia sores. Vatanu oisi vatoimu, toiva dobor asher dibarto lasos. Klal Yisrael, you accepted the system that I offered you. Vatanu oisi, ra'ay. Vatanu oisi. Rashi brings down, Vatanu oisi, miloshen, you were mitzayer me. You panicked me. Vatanu oisi. Chalatetem adovor la'ana'aschem. You did it for your own enjoyment. Hoyo lochem loimar. You had to say, Rabbeinu Meishef, mimino elilboi, mimcho oimitalmitcho. לא עם ממך שנצטערת עליה. מוישה, we want to learn from you. We want to learn from you. We're not giving up. He said, yes, because you were hoping like this. As a din Torah, you can't shmir right the dayan. You can't shmir Moshe Rabbeinu. But if it be my neighbor, there was a chance that I will win. So chalatetem adobo l'anaschem. Hoi olochem loim ha-Rabbeinu Moshe. Mimino elil moed mimcho mital milcho. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you are metzayr me that you said yes. You are metzayr me that you said yes. Hoyolochem loimar, you had to say, Rabbeinu Moshe, mimino elil moed nimcho mital nimcho. Loim nimcho shenitzta'ardo. Moshe is upset, you had to say no. So first, this is the answer. Full understanding. Moshe is expecting Klal Yisrael to say no to the idea of Yisrael. Moshe is giving a musar shmus to Klal Yisrael, you said yes. So first, if Moshe is upset that they said yes, so we have an answer why Moshe didn't offer that. This system, you have to say no. So what is going on? Really, Parsha Shavua is the best system. Yisra, Parsha Batoyo, Yisra called. We're so happy, we're so grateful for Yisra. He's giving us a whole system. And here Moshe is telling us Klal Yisrael. The answer is, Klal Yisrael had to say no. And what they would say, no, we want to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi HaGvura, they would manage. Now, so first, what is the answer? The answer is, Moshe took down the Torah the way it really has to be given that we will learn from Moshe. It's impossible for a human being to be like that. And Yisra came with the right system. But if Klal Yisrael will be Moshe Nefesh, that he want to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, it would work out. If Klal Yisrael would say we want, it would work out. So Moshe couldn't come down and say this is the system. Because if this is the system, you don't argue with Moshe. Moshe would come on Al Sinai, okay, Hashem gave me the Torah, he said, you will learn Bereishis, you Shmos, you Noach, teach each other. Say it. This is what Hashem said. This is what Hashem said. Moshe came and sat down, and everyone starts to stand in line, and Moshe starts to answer. System is about to collapse. Don't even Moshe Yisrael tells him, a couple more days, everyone will be gone. Moshe had to go, Rabbi say, it's not a system. Klal Yisrael say, we are masking, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what it will cost. We will make it to happen. It will happen. That is the main answer on Parshas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not holding there. They were not ready to give that specific Mesiras Nefesh. So the system was not good for them. So we had to change the system. But what is the limud that we have to learn to understand? Chazanish brings down in the Igros. How the Godlu, they were not smart. They didn't have the abilities. Hichlitu achloto nimretzes. They decided achloto nimretzes. They decided achlota nimretzes. Gog v'osuchoy. The aliyah and ruchnius, a lot of times, the way the ladder stands, it's impossible to get to the top. It's impossible. Sometimes you need to jump. You have to force yourself to jump. And if you force yourself to jump, you will have the Siyata Dishmaya. But you have to force yourself to jump. There's a system of Kabbalah Satayro. Everyone is standing there. It's impossible. Yisro says, Moshe, it's impossible. Moshe goes over to Klal Yisrael, they say, you're right, Moshe. We can't, it's impossible. And Klal Yisrael are given a different system. But 40 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you were wrong, you have to say, we will make it. How many guys could have become G'doy Yisrael, big Talmidei Chachamim? They don't have the cheshek, they can't wake up in the morning, they don't have a cheshek to chazer, They don't have a cheshik to do davar shel kedusha. They're full with shtusim in their heads. It's impossible to me. A good balabas, maybe. Maybe. Where's the mesivus nefesh? Where's the mesivus nefesh? When a person makes a mesivus nefesh, when a person pushes with the ganze starkheit, with the ganze mesivus nefesh, then he has the siyata tishmai. Then he has the siyata tishmai. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's impossible. Sometimes it's not normal. We're speaking about a system that Yisroi tells Moshe it's not shaykh to run Klal Yisroi like that. And Moshe tells the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom says he's right. And he goes to Klal Yisroi, listen, I will have to change the system. I say, Moshe, you're right. It's impossible. It's impossible to learn to 3 o'clock in the morning. It's impossible. It's impossible. I was Ben Azmanim, I was in Russia, Poland, or how you call it. Not Kvod, I went to Valozhin. It's at the edge of the world, the edge of the world. A building, maybe a fifth of Beis Yishaya, in the best case. Nothing there. And from there, Taylor came out to Klal Yisrael with Abba Ed. People came, walked for days in the snow and the cold because they wanted to learn in that yeshiva and they became Gdolei Yisrael. People walked for days. For days. For weeks. You know, I say Alam Ola. Some people think that our generation is like Nisyonis, like electric Nisyonis, you know, have like little electric things that bad things come up there. You could hear bad things, you could go to bad things. People think, I come to the Shemayim, I will explain. It was very hard. Very hard. You know what they will do to you? They will roast you in Gehenna from both sides. Why? They will tell you, you know someone from 50 years ago that had such a light by night and didn't learn the whole night? Only candles, only candles. Such a light? Someone that had like a gemara with white paper with all of the mefarshim? And if he had something shvel, he could look it up in an art school? You know another person had a problem? But if he doesn't know about a mokim, he just looks in oil tale. Doesn't have to remember the Kivega that he heard 10 years ago. I remember when I was a Bakr Shukal, we heard of Kivega, but right away they will not forget where to find it. We kept notes for the stuff. Next time I learned how I know where to look. Today, Chazim Shiur, the Mahmoud Kemis. 5 years would be better than Mahmoud Kemis. Someone came to Yeshiva. Travel for 3 weeks to Valozhin on a bus. That and then he just walked because then he couldn't pay. And then he goes on a plane, lands a car. Everything is waiting for him. He has an argument with a baldira, so he can't learn for 2 days. You're right. Hashem gave us a little bit this year. We're in one of the generations that is the least misyonis in the world. It's all the Gilead Eyes, but it's all that they killed. But it's not going to matter. Guys didn't have, you know, Bokhi, sometimes I hear Bokhi does that word to each of us. So the mamash disturbed to learn. But if you don't have such a problem. And the old days means, I don't know where to eat, means he was going to starve. There was no food. The whole week he ate. Like, you know, a piece of bread. He didn't know what to do Shabbos. And this is the way the Gdolei Yisrael grew. Today, everything is there. Yeah, he needs a Shabbos meal with like a wrapping, yeah. A vow guy. was 5 weeks and I invited to a hotel. Imam Ashur was like out of the picture. Yeah? He ate kosher. But Amr Shalem, he can't learn. The key to grow is Mesilus Nefesh. This is the key. This was Kofa Alayim Harke Gigis. The Mephoshim explained it was not the default, you know, the Skid Klaas will not be Mekabel, so Hashem put Harke Gigis. He told him that the Mekabel Mesatoyu Muto Vim Lav Shem Tiek for Asrim, you only can accept the Torah if the other option is dead. If the other option is dead, that is the way you can recover the Torah. If you have another option, it's a Golish. It's a Golish. The person doesn't realize. But it looks impossible. Look, he can't do it. He needs to go maybe to the easier place. He can't do it. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, you had to say, we will stand in line by Moshe Rabbeinu. And we would have a different Klal Yisrael. So Moshe could not bring this system to Klal Yisrael. A person doesn't realize how much is expected from him. How much he needs to push, to jump, to do it. Chazal said, Asnil Beknaz. When he daven his tefillah to become a Talmid Chochem, to know Torah kulo, to have kids, to have chachomim. Im ata oise ken muto v'im lav ani hoylech b'nesosei sha'oy. Miyad v'yishma Hashem es tefillosei. The other option is dead. That we're in a generation of a different kind of Messiah. That is not a real Messiah. It's a Dimyonis Niki Messiah. It's maybe very hard, but it's Dimyonis. It's Dimyonis. What is the difference if it's Dimyonis or not? I'll explain to you the difference. He explained to me once the difference of Dimyonis and not Dimyonis. The person walks by night. Dark, scary. He sees like a lion, you know, in the dark. When one's in the dark, you come close, you see it's a tree. Right? Then you see like a bear, you come close, you see it's a bench. Then you see like a monster, you come close, you see it's a human being, or some bark or not. It's nothing deal, you're just scared. You manage to convince yourself not to be scared. Once you go 10 guys together, so you stop to see the lions, you don't see the bears, right? When you suffer in an apartment by night, you start to hear noises. You manage to hear people climbing out of windows, right? If you're 10 guys there, you don't know what is climbing the windows. Sometimes the person is imprisoned. He's tied up to a bed. It's terrible. In the old generations, the Dissionis were real. There was nothing what to eat. There was nothing what to eat. I'm asking 1,000 years ago. Less than 70 years ago, there was nothing what to eat. Guys never had what to eat. They had a yeshiva, a gmach, was one set of shoes and a proper suit. When you dated, you wore it. Like the jokes in that days, when the girls was like, all the boys look the same. That's what I heard. The altar lady. And that was like that was the master of an yeshiva. Like all the bochum of that yeshiva have a blue tie. All the, because there was only one tie. Yeah? They thought all these boys wear the same suit. It was so interesting. So they found out every yeshiva had one tie, one suit, and everyone wore it. There's nothing else. You had to learn. There was no light to learn. You had to learn maseches by night, baal peh. If not, you couldn't become a chashev guy. Chazanish never owned a shas himself. He borrowed from his brother Rosh Hashanah. But he knew Shas better from every guy here. every sefer you had to go to get Chofetz Chaim power, every sefer to have the Chofetz Chaim. Today everyone has Kavlok, Inuk, all these Nachazachim, yeah? He just checks it up in a second. It's a Raza, it's all. Our Nisyonis are terrible. We can't get up. We can't learn. We are very disturbed. But it's the Nisyonis. If we decide, I'm going to be the God of Lado, and I'm going to... The guy decides, now I'm going to learn now for 6 hours straight. Nothing is stopping him. Go to his medrash that it's warm. Av Shach, he would say Shul Klal, he would stand like this the whole time. Every Shul Klal, he would stand like this. Like hug himself very strong. So they asked Av Shach, why is Shul Klal hugging himself? You know? So he said when he was a bacher for 4 years in World War I, he was hiding in a shul for 3 or 4 years. And there was a lady that bought him the food. He had one shirt. So Friday he would wash the shirt, the Kovach Shabbos. So for 2 hours he did not have a shirt till it dried. So he was freezing. So he would think and learn it very stark, not to feel the freeze. And he would do like this to warm himself up. So it became for him a second teva that when he thinks very stark and learning, his hands go like this. After 3 or 4 years, when he left the place, he went to his uncle, who was a Zalman Meltzer. His hair was so hard, is what he said, never taking a proper shower. With gas, he remembers his aunt washing his hair, trying to soften it. And that was really strenuous. It was cold. It was nothing more to eat. Someone decides I'm going to learn now for 5 hours. It's only a decision. So if, even if in the Alter Beirois, the Tviya was, if you decide you could do it against Zavar people, and our generation is to decide, Like, and it's middle of the winter, and they're going to call it the middle of the vacation. There's no pressure at the beginning of Zman, there's no lachats. This is the time a person can take himself and decide. I'm shining, I'm growing. No one is stopping me, it's not this man. So what I'm learning is how the Masech is, what the Deish is up. Now in the middle, things are easy. Well, you lost already, you didn't lose, never shame. But in the old schedule, you could decide, I'm going down. 2 months. Shvat Odo. Stark. Stark, I'm going to change, I'm going to be different. I'm asking, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But it's doable. It's doable. But you have to take Achmat. Chazanish says, Rabim Roisi, Sheloi Hoya Beyoda, Loch Kru Achlota Mimretzis, Godlu Vosachai. Makiva also, the same thing. He decided. Became the God of Lado. He started 40. No one is 40 here, so everyone could start. You know, see friends around you. It's, you know, in the young years, it's very scary. You look to your left, you look to your right, and look good to your left, and good look to your right. In 40 years, you will meet your friends, even if you don't want. Only if you jump off the roof, yeah. And this one will know Shasa and become a Pesach. And this one is that, and this one is that. You will feel such a failure. You'll say, but he was exactly like me in Yeshiva. Okay, you know, he learned an extra hour. He learned 2 hours more from me. How he became the person that knows Kala Tere Kula? It's only a question of decision. So, a lot of times, you'll ask your rabbein, they'll tell you, you have to make it easy, you have to try. All these excuses are true. I'm not to make you to become something special. If you decide to jump, and you decide to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. And you'll be surprised how much of a wish for hope is. it's no human how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. But you need Achlat HaNivretzis. What does Achlat HaNivretzis mean? I don't have a different chance. So like I told you 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when I was, they said it over, just that day, I'm just using the idea when I went to America to Cleveland. So I told you I got stuck, I arrived in Newark, you know why, I missed the flight. I had a connecting flight to Cleveland, and I sat there, I missed it. So I went over, so they sent me with a car to LaGuardia. And the way ready, I said, was the flight 8:10. The taxi ready, I saw that the Waze showed 8:30. Okay, I got there for sure, missed the flight, and they put me at the 11 o'clock flight. And also, they couldn't put me, they got police guys to come to help me, to get me out. I'm sure I got out, they couldn't read English, so they came to help me, they got someone called. And then I got a flight, the flight was canceled. I was sent with a taxi to JFK. I got to JFK, my flight was 12 o'clock. I just came in time, again, they rushed me in security. I arrived at the gate, the plane is delayed. Delayed to 1-1, 2:30, quarter to 3. It's leaving quarter to 3. Shabbos Shkia was 5:20 in Cleveland. Boarding is a quarter to 3, so it leaves like 3:10. Not sure. So, flight to stay there. But the people in Cleveland decided that I have to be there for Shabbos. They really planned it for a year. You know, this one has oinik, this one has this, this one has a breakfast, this one has some avamalka, this one has a shear, this one flew it back. So there was a bocher that decided, you know, he didn't speak to me for 5 years, he was very close. So he decided he's staying outside the airport till I leave. He sat in the car for hours, the whole way, he's staying outside just in case. So he wants that charge, he's staying. So, okay, you know, I called him outside. I said, okay, come, we'll go to North Woodman, we'll make a Shabbos. It's not Shaykh, yeah. I called him, he was agreeing, I got a couple guys in the condo, plan to make a whole beautiful Shabbos. But the people in Cleveland decided that it has to be. They got a private jet, they drove me to that, I don't know, another place. I came, the plane was already, you know, mixing his gas, it was already ready. And I jumped in, I arrived. What I learned then, I didn't even think, no one taught private jet how. But the guy that wants to get you here, and he has a Shabbos, and you worked on it for a year, and he's not planning to miss it. Everyone, okay, what do you can do? Finish. Even a private jet is only a really punk someone is waiting outside. If I had to try to get to the place, I ran outside, the guy was already with the instructions. He went in, drove into the plane. I arrived at the house a half an hour before Shkia and a snowstorm. Then 2 more minutes, I could have out. But if the guy wants, and it has to happen, he will think out the box. And then maybe it will work out. Chafetz Chaim said, If you're planning to learn, yeah. If you're planning, there's no chance. If I'm not learning, if I'm not finishing, if I'm not learning now 10, 12 hours a day, it's not worth it for me. I can't live. It will work out for you. If it's not such a force, it will not work out. If Klausel will say, there's no point, whenever we got to hear from Hashem, Moshe says this, we wanted to hear from Hashem. It was too much, we asked Moshe, we're not going to go to give from Moshe, there's no point to give from someone else, so they will hear from Moshe. They will become a from Moshe. They were missing that. You have to decide, this is happening. I'm living. I'm not missing. But when you do that, you have to see after Mishmai. And I'm telling you, now is the time. It's the easy, I call this time the easiest time. It's like no pressure. You can see there's no pressure at all. When there's no pressure, you could kill yourself with the flotilla. And then that's the shame you'll have to see after Mishmai.